Amen. All right. Well, welcome to our podcast.
This is Faith Morey.
And I'm Siobhan O'Sullivan.
And we're going to be talking about Sputnik and the Great Space Race.
Wow! So exciting!
So
this is during the 1950s, is that correct?
That is correct. Okay, so Sputnik was launched by the Soviet Union.
What was Sputnik?
Okay, so Sputnik was the first satellite launched in space. Okay, so Sputnik was the first satellite launched by the Soviet Union on October 4th, 1957. So this caused a lot of
controversy? So, had a lot of controversy, I believe, because just people thought that it was actually going to spy into their houses because everyone had the thought that it could take aerial pictures. But now, how big was this object?
Okay, so Sputnik was 184 pounds, and it was the size of a beach ball.
That is a pretty heavy beach ball, if you ask me. But, I mean, I guess it has to be pretty heavy if it doesn't want to explode in space. So
it also orbited Earth at 1 hour and 36 minutes.
That's so about, like, every 97 minutes?
Yeah.
97 minutes it orbits the Earth. And people can actually see this from the ground. So people could see this in America.
So everyone's seeing this blinking dot in the sky. And they're so confused because they can't tell what it is. And they think, they just automatically assume that the Russians are spying on them.
Right, right.
And they're losing their privacy.
And this was just, you know, this, the Cold War just affected their minds a lot.
Yeah. Well, so at 1 hour and 36 minutes, it traveled at 18,000 miles.
That's
miles per hour.
That's a lot of coverage. So even if they did take pictures, those pictures would be pretty blurry. And, you know, you look at some of the pictures from Sputnik back then, and they really are blurry, and it's very difficult to make something out of them. But this Sputnik actually started the American space race, so even though it completely destroyed people's trust in the government of the Soviet Union, it actually started one of America's greatest victories in the space race.
It did. And the Americans were so hurt by the fact that the Soviet Union launched the first satellite. Like, they were so upset that the United States did not beat them in this technology.
Right, right. Well, see, this space race was very controversial because everyone was freaking out and everyone was scared, but somehow the president of the United States at the time, Eisenhower, was not fazed at all. And many believe this is because of he knew about the top secret project called Corona. But before Corona, there was
the United States rebuttal back against the fact that they were second to the satellite. So they launched Explorer 1, and that launched January 1st of 1958. So, what, a couple, like, 2 months later, they finally released it after, like, multiple fails.
Right, right. And then there was Corona. Now, Corona was a project of project which had a series of satellites that would carry cameras to photograph about 9 areas. All pictures would be of selected areas, and once they were selected and photographed, they would be dropped into the Pacific Ocean to be picked up. Now, this was a very, very hard thing to do because there was about 12 launches failed, and from camera failures, launch failures, descent failures, explosions, things like this. So every single factor in this process was very, very difficult. And this is what made the Corona project so difficult to do, which is why it was kind of a little bit later till its first success after Sputnik, which added to the Americans' upset, you know, their level of upset kind of get bigger and bigger after a while. And with this, so, you know, over all this, you know, the finally successful launch was the 13th launch. This launch really wasn't as it planned, though, because they just had so many failures in the past that they actually took the cameras off. So the 13th launch was on August 12th, 1960, but it had no camera on board. So, you know, they kind of had a win-lose situation because they orbited and deorbited successfully and, like, all that good stuff, but they had no film in it. So they, you know, it did go on its course, but it really didn't have that great of a thing. And then actually the one thing that went wrong with it was when they tried to pick it up in the ocean, it actually... I just squirted myself in the eye. It actually failed. But, you know, they got it in, so everything was fine. Mm-hmm. Now, the 14th launch of Corona was very successful. This was the first successful mission with a 20-pound camera on it with 3,000 feet of film.
Wow.
And this could photograph about 1,650,000 square miles of Russian territory, which is very impressive.
Was that their main goal?
That was their main goal. They wanted to get as much pictures of the Soviet Union as possible for military reasons, military bases, things like this, just to map out the area.
Yeah.
And they surpassed all programs performed by the Soviet Union that the Union ever did, which was amazing. The Corona project completed many firsts, creating the first national reconnaissance office, first use of the mid-air recovery, first use of a satellite to collect photo data, first mapping of Earth from space, first use of re-entry vehicles, which was the things picking up the camera film from the water, and first space reconnaissance mission to fly more than 100 missions, which is just great.
Wow.
And obviously, you can see why Eisenhower really didn't worry that much about it.
No,
because he knew that they were going to surpass the Soviet Union anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, how many missions of Corona were there?
There's about 147 missions, which is amazing. Obviously, they had a lot of failures, but, you know, once they got that 14th launch, they just kept going and going and going.
Okay, yeah.
And they were successful. They got tons of film, tons of data, and it was just a really successful mission and a great positive start to the American space race, which later put the first man on the moon.
Okay, so the whole Sputnik launch really started the space race, and it started a new space exploration because now we can go deeper into space, find out a lot that we didn't know. It was just based on theories.
Yeah, just a whole new era of exploration.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing to me, if you ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that is the end of our podcast. We thank you for listening.
And we want to thank Mr. Webb's G period
class. Oh, yes, Mr. Webb, the true G. We'd like to also thank Miss Coates for the lovely week in the library. It was much needed.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
we'll see you around.
Listening.